semare, mamma mia, mi maradare. Figli mia a cutterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te non ne abisci a olo, i te va, i te viene sempre a baccalare dal manerene. Se ci picchia bande, se è baccalare, figli mia.
Hi there, this is Gerald Celente, and it's Trends This Week, and thank you for tuning in. What a week it is, another week. So, the Divided States of America, your Trends Journal, that's the cover, go to our website, read all about it, we forecast many months ago, and that's what's happening. The media, you know, they're just jumping on any incident that they can, rather than ignoring a few bunch of morons. Now, let's make it really big. Let's really pump it up. And then we can really sell it. Get people to tune into us. Because they're tuning out. But that's what's going on in the Divided States of America. Very sad. You know, they're knocking down these Confederate statues. You know, the Civil War is more than just about slavery. It's the bottom line. It had a lot to do with business. You read the books by others, they tell you all about it. You know, they just teach this one-dimensional BS line, like, you know, World War One started when the Archduke Ferdinand was shot in Sarajevo. And you repeat that stuff over and over. The same thing with the Civil War. A lot more to do with slavery. Matter of fact, up here in Colonial Kingston, right at the courthouse over here, I'm looking, speaking to you now. Journey of Truth, a slave down here, a little south of us in Rifton, in Newport. And made a deal with her slave owner that she'd work extra hours, extra days, extra time. And he would give her freedom. And he lived by his word. She worked longer. He gave her freedom. And then he took her son and sold him to a slave owner in Alabama. So she walked into that courthouse. The lawyer took the case. And she went to her son. Now you walk into that courthouse, you got to go through a metal detector. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. I mean, come on. Anyway, are you going to do something violent? You're going to shoot the judge? I mean, come on. What are you going to do? If you're crazy enough to do that, you don't have to wait. You don't have to go into the courthouse. You could wait till they come outside. You know? But no, it's the USSA. Frisk your filia up, watch her, and get nothing for it other than paying out a lot of money and instilling fear and hysteria into the soul of America. No beauty, grace, and elegance, man. Just look around. As I say, you know that saying, pigs can't fly? Been to the airport lately? Look what people look like. Fear and hysteria. You know, they made a big deal, you know, with these knocking down these Confederate statues and on, all this terrible things that are happening. And they are, you know, it's, come on. Washington and Jefferson were slave owners. You're no kidding. We also have a Declaration of Independence and a Constitution that if they were lived by, pieces of treasure, the entire world respected for the free. So anyway, they're making all this, you know, coverage about what's going on, knocking over these statues. Something in Baltimore, they took them down all last night or something in the news. But the Trump haters came up here to Colonial Kingston and defaced the most historic four corners in America. Corners of John and Crown Street. The only place in the USA where there's a pre-Revolutionary War stone building on each corner. And as some of you may know, and those of you who came here to Occupy Peace, that's where we launched Occupy Peace from. And of course, Gary Null was there to kick it off, along with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Robert Thurman, Uma Thurman's father, renowned Buddhist practitioner. Ralph Nader, Cindy Sheehan, Cindy Sheehan, who camped out in front of War Criminal Bush's ranch when his son was killed in Iraq in protest. Great woman. Brave woman. Anyway, Trump paid his deface these four coins on the Bluestone sidewalk. And I own three of the buildings there. 1774 Academy. Circa 1700s, Dr. Jensen. 1750s, Franz Roggenhaus. And the 1661 Person House is a county museum. It's always closed. I shouldn't say always closed, most of the time closed. So stupid, county. Jerk. They close the damn thing on Sunday. Can you imagine that? Closed on Sundays. There's not a sign up there on the corners. I rented one of my buildings to two state senators. I couldn't get signs on the corner saying these are the most historic four corners in America, which everyone up here knows. It's easier to start a war based on lies than to get sticking signs on the corner. As I say, you want to see how moronic, disgusting, ignorant, arrogant people politicians are? Just look at government buildings. Again, up here in Colonial Kingston, the motor vehicle building here. All these beautiful buildings from the 17, 18, 1900s. Dutch architecture, beautiful. And there's this ugly piece of square crap that exemplifies what 99.9% of the politicians are. Ugly pieces of square crap with bad attitudes that tell you how to live and what to do. Anyway, the Trump hater in front of the circa 1700s Dr. Jensen house, there's a carriage step. And you could go to our website, trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com, and go look at the trend alert. We sent it out yesterday. And he wrote all over the step. Okay, we're going to take a break now. I got a message here that the connection is choppy. So I'm going to call back. All right. Let's take a break. C'è la luna, mezza mare, mamma mia, mi mare d'are. Figlio mio, accutterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te non ne avessi a ulo, io te viene sempre a calare dal mano bene. Se ci picchia quando si è a calare, figlio mio. See who's looking in my window. It's the baker boy, and look, he's got a cannoli in his hand. If you marry the baker boy, he will come and he will go, and he will always mix the flour in the pan. If you marry the baker boy, he'll have the cannoli in his hand.
Hey there, I'm back. Got a cannoli in his hand. Anyway, I was talking about how they defaced these beautiful properties over here. Yep. Most historic four corners in America. The seeds of democracy was sown here. This is the kind of stuff they wrote. This disgusting stuff. Yep. Trump equals poison. And those supporting him can neither see nor smell the stinking swamp he is. Isn't that great? one after another. Corrupt, expensive, useless. This is our president. Now, traitorous too. So we sent this press release out, probably about 8,000 people in the media. No coverage. It's okay for Trump people, and I'm no Trump fan. It has nothing to do with who you like or who you hate as a politician. They all disgust me. It's nothing at all to do with it. What it has to do with is desecrating this historic community with this poisonous graffiti. And the media is responsible, as much as Trump is, probably even more so, than creating this divisiveness. And not only among the people in the country, but look how we've learned to hate the Russians, those rotten Iranians, those miserable North Koreans. Gotta watch out for them. By the way, North Korea is in a severe drought. This is a very poor country. And then next week, the United States, South Korea, Japan, probably Australia will join in on this now too. They'll be doing more massive military maneuvers off the coasts of North Korea to intimidate them. The wars just keep going on. The hatred just keeps building. And by the way, anybody wanting to call in, the number is 888-874-4888. Yep, 888-874-4888. And now again, a lot of information is coming out, of course, that doesn't make the media, because all they do is talk about the same stuff over and over again, particularly CNN, the toilet paper record, the Washington Post, and all the rest. I mean, you have a big picture in the, Trump again says two sides at fault in rally violence. Yep. Giving white nationalists an unequivocal boost. On and on. So what I'm saying is that what you're missing when you read the toilet paper of record is what's really going on around the world that the United States is part of as well, that's killing so many and hurting millions of others. For example, a little report, not worth much time to talk about, but how about that Yemeni war, huh? Yeah, brought to you by the United States of America. $115 billion worth of armaments sold by Obama to the Saudis. $110 billion by Trump. They have a cholera epidemic there. Yeah, a cholera epidemic. Who cares? People are starving, millions of them. Tens of thousands dead. Bombs away. They've done more bombing now in the first 6 months of the year, the Saudis and the allies, than they have all last year. Yemen, a country that's done nothing to anybody. We've got to get rid of them Houthis. Yeah. Because they're backed with by Iran. No, they're not. But they're Shia. And the Sunnis don't like them. And this thing's been going on, what, since the Prophet Muhammad died, right? Gulf government gave secret $20 million gift to D.C. think tank. Yep. $20 million. Think tanks? These aren't think tanks. What they are nothing more than propaganda mills. Now, who do we have? We got Isaiah from Canada on the line.
Hi, how's it going, Daryl?
Good.
good. Friends Journal subscriber, just want to say thank you for all the work you've done. Just graduated with my degree. I got my first investment banking position, and I just want to say thank you for helping me, you know, think for myself and look at issues differently and look at everything with a global economic view. So I just want to thank you a lot for that.
Thank you, and thank you for subscribing to the Trends Journal.
Yeah, no problem. Can I just ask one question, Gerald?
Sure.
Any advice for anybody that's around my age, 25 years old, or any young person? I know people are laden with lots of debt from college or, you know, getting menial wage jobs. So anything that we can do to kind of help ourselves, whether it's purchasing gold, silver, stocks, anything that you give somebody with my advice or your advice to us?
Well, I can't give financial advice, but what I can say is that, you know, I've been buying gold since I was a little older than you, not much. Mm-hmm. And my first buy was $187.50 an ounce. So now as we're looking at gold, of course, you know, looking at a whole different level. So what I'm saying is I'll give you some advice to Max Kaiser. Now, the Kaiser Report, mm-hmm. for those of you who don't know who he is, he's a great guy. He's one of the guys, by the way, that also was the first to call bitcoins for what they were. And what he does is every month he buys a little bit of gold and silver. And when you're looking at gold now, again, it's almost $1,280. And my first buy was at $187.50 an ounce. So, you know, you just buy it and you put it away. Buy it and put it away. And so he buys a little bit every month. So that's his advice. The other thing, too, is don't stop learning. I mean, I study all day long. You know, every day I read the Financial Times, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, go online. I read Bloomberg. I read Haaretz, the Israeli newspapers, Jerusalem Post. I read Fars News Agency, the Iranian. I read Gulf News and Al Jazeera to get the other sides. So that's what I'm suggesting, is that keep learning, and keep learning from everybody. You don't have to believe what they say. Just keep collecting information.
Thank you so much, Gerald. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And I'm always trying to promote your stuff to all my friends and family, and best of luck. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, I say. Bye-bye now.
Thanks. Take care now.
You know, what I was saying about reading all these different information sources, you know, the motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself. So you think for yourself. You keep reading the information. But another important aspect is opportunity misses those who view the world through the eyes of their profession. So if you're an economist and you're interested in financial, all right, you got that down pretty good, and you got to keep studying that. But what's going on politically, socially, environmentally? Make connections between different fields. All things are connected, like the blood which unites us all, said Chief Seattle. So, that's just a little trend tracking tip. And if you miss more than 3 days of reading, if you're tuning in to network news, you're wasting your time. It's a waste, total waste of time. So what I'm saying is if you miss 3 days of reading, and I mean reading, it's like walking in on the second act of a play. And the other thing is, don't get caught up in the headline stuff so much, unless it's really big. And you know, as PRN listeners, about North Korea, I've been saying this thing isn't going to go anywhere. But look at the effect that it had. Look at the effect it had on the markets, on metals, on again, anguish, fear, and hysteria. And by the way, anyone that wants to subscribe to the Trends Journal to read history before it happens, You could go to our website, trendsresearch.com. All right, I'm getting a feedback over here. You go to trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com, and for those of you who can't afford the full subscription price, we offer a discount, you know, for those that are having a difficult time. And I have E from Edgewater. Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, Gerald. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, all things are connected, like the grains for your cereal in the bowl, the dairy industry, your milk on top of it, and the sugar industry. You sprinkle that all over it, and you eat it down. You're really good.
Yep.
Right? I have a feeling. I don't know. I wanted to call a long time, a few times. I didn't get on. I just think gold's going to go down to like 850 and stay like there.
Okay.
You know, gold's needed more now in the tech industry with the smartphones, the smart computers, and the space industry needs gold. So they need gold more now, more for industry than they needed it for jewelry and just as money. That's the way I feel about it.
Okay, well, let's address that. If industry needs it more, then that's supply and demand. The price will go up. And
that's
the other thing too.
Think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the other thing too is if they need it. I mean, you're looking at copper, iron ore. All these prices are going up because demand is growing, and particularly from China. But having what you said, though, you know, we're forgetting that there's another world out there bigger than the United States, and it's India and China. And other countries where gold is still very important to them, not only in jewelry, but also as a safe haven asset. So as the price of gold keeps going lower, you start seeing massive buying coming, particularly from the central banks in those areas. And so we don't see that stopping. What you're seeing now in gold is a market between 1,200 and 1,300. It has to break over 1,300 smartly to keep moving forward. And as I've been saying over and over again, it has to go over 1,400 really sharply, like 1,480, 1,460, 1,480, 1,475. You know, it has to go into that to break out to 2,000, which will happen, I believe, rapidly once it hits those kind of numbers. The downside is you're seeing it's been holding above 1,200 very strongly. And for you know, a long time now. So that tells us, okay, there's your trading range. Right now it's between 1,200 and 1,300. And again, when you look at the supply and demand issue, and if you're saying what you're saying is true about more and more of it into technology, that's even more demand. So it's a supply and demand issue. It's like lithium going into batteries and why you're seeing, you know, so much increase in prices on that. So the more it's used, the higher the price goes.
Right, but it's puzzling to me, Joe, because since I moved down to Florida, because I'm from Brooklyn, New York, right, and I moved down here 3 years ago, and there's rockets going off every 2 weeks over here in Cape Kennedy. You hear the ground, you feel the ground rumbling. I say, what is this, an earthquake? And then I say, oh, yeah, I heard yesterday they were going to send up another rocket. They don't tell the public. When I was in New York, I didn't know about these rockets going off all the time. Maybe it wasn't as much as now, but I guess because they have the International Space Station up there and 16 nations are involved, and Russia is our greatest ally now, and that everybody's trying to twist it the other way, you know, Hillary and her gang. But it's not going to end. They're going to keep doing this space stuff. So you would think gold would be going up, but I think
it's very hard to
see anything through trends now because everything's artificially done now.
Let me comment on what you said. Yes,
sure.
Everything is artificially done, and that's what I was saying. We know what happens. All of a sudden, you see these massive naked shorts hitting the commodities market and gold driving down the prices artificially. It is not in the best interests of the fiat currency nations, the United States, all of them, the ECB, the Bank of Japan, the Bank of China, the Bank of England. It's not in their best interests to see gold prices go higher. So what they do is you see these naked shorts hit the market, you know, at 3 a.m. in the morning when nobody's trading, and it drives down the prices. So it's artificially being driven down. But that does not stop global demand. And at some point, that's going to break through. And again, we're seeing it with the bitcoins and the cryptocurrencies, which we have been saying you're going to see more and more of them, and you're going to see their prices continue to rise. Yes, there'll be big knockdowns on them, but people are looking for alternative currencies. So when you saw what happened with North Korea and the United States heating up the rhetoric, all of a sudden in Japan, the buying of bitcoins was and because it's promoted over there in Japan, you could do it, it went through the roof and drove the prices up to over $4,000 a bitcoin. So that's what we're saying. There are a lot of wild cards in this deck, and you don't know how they're going to be played out. But we're looking at it as a safe haven commodity. It's been like that since recorded history, and we don't see it changing. So thanks a lot, E, and we'll talk to you the next time.
Can I just ask you one more thing?
Sure.
Hello?
Yes.
Gerald.
Yes.
Yeah. We stole all the gold that was in the World Trade Center. That was one of the other reasons why they took down. They took all the gold from Libya that, you know, Gaddafi was bragging about, and he should have kept his mouth shut until they got the deal done. And they taken all the gold from Haiti. And what are they doing with all this gold? And is Trump making the White House into a gold house? Something's going on, Gerald.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it. And I don't know what we would do with gold as a safe haven thing if money wasn't around anymore. What would we do with gold?
Let me tell you what you do. People ask that question all the time. It buys you freedom. It could buy you anything you want. If you have a problem, look, I'll give you this gold for free passage out of here. If you would have bought it, whatever it might be, I'll give you gold and I'll trade you gold for that water. For that rice.
That sounds like something out of a Rod Serling.
No. You use it as a trading vehicle.
About the gold.
You use it as a trading. It's a currency. It still has a value. Anyway, E, that's the way I see it. You know the motto.
$1,200 an ounce, where food is much cheaper. So if you buy a lot of food and store it away storage.
Yeah, anyway, so that's what I'm saying. You use it as a trading mechanism, or maybe to buy
right,
a car, or maybe to buy a motorcycle, maybe to buy a bicycle. All right.
He said it. I don't know.
Okay.
Some voice sometimes comes into my head, keeps telling me that.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you, Gerald. I'm not giving anybody advice. Like you said, it's too hard to predict things right now. Keep up the good work. I love you, and thank you very much for letting me speak.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. You know, so as we're looking at, you know, what's going on in the world, I keep saying this, and remember, Iran is going to be the wild card play here. And you're hearing more and more hateful rhetoric. I noted to you before about how these $20 million went to this think tank, and that came from the United Arab Emirates. And they hate Iran. And they're also the ones along with the Saudis that are slaughtering people in Yemen. And they're the ones along with the Saudis that are pushing against Qatar, because Qatar shares natural gas fields with Iran, and they also do business with Iran and have no hatred toward each other. And the United Arab Emirates, according again to an Associated Press release, we're talking about Yemen, they operate a network of torture pens in Yemen where detainees are grilled alive. Yeah. So what I'm saying is keep your eye on Iran. That is where we believe the United States is going to, and Trump has made his hatred toward Iran very clear throughout the campaign and as president. With the big lie, by the way, that we gave Iran or Obama did, $150 billion or so dollars. That was Iran's money that the United States stole when the Iranian Revolution broke out in the late 1970s. So they just gave it back to them, probably without interest, too. So you hear Trump in one after another, whether it's Tillerson, our Secretary of State, Mad Dog Mattis, our Defense Secretary. One after another, they keep telling us that Iran is the world's greatest terror threat. And now we have that moron that's playing ambassador to the United States, Nikki Haley. What a dip. Again, nothing to do with men or women, man. They jerks, idiots, lowlifes, scum, come in all races, creeds, and colors. So take it easy, everybody. Just like greatness comes in all races, creeds, and colors, and genders, and transgenders. So anybody saying, oh, yeah, well, they're black, they're women, forget it. Don't push it on me. This woman's disgusting. All she does is sell hatred. And now she's shooting off her mouth again. Just at the United Nations, she condemned Iran, accusing them, quote, of holding the world hostage. And their support for terrorism, disregard for human rights, and violation of UN Security Council resolutions. End quote. Hey, Nikki, you want to talk about violations of UN resolutions? Could you spell Israel? Maybe that one's too hard for you. Too many letters for you to memorize, huh? Look at the atrocities, the apartheid state of Israel, the continual stealing of Palestinian land in violation of UN resolutions over and over again. But here she is shooting a mouth off. What has Iran done? It's like North Korea. Look what North Korea's done. Look at all the country they invaded along with Iran. Look what North Koreans and the Iranians did to Muammar Gaddafi in overthrowing Libya, the most prosperous nation in Africa. Look what those Iranians and North Koreans did to Afghanistan. Man, oh, man. Yep. Longest war in history going on now for 16 years. And what they did to Iraq, killing over 1 million people, destroying the joint. And they're supporting those Saudis over there in the United Arab Emirates, slaughtering Yemenis, those Iranians and those North Koreans. What hypocrisy. Support for terrorism, disregard for human rights. You mean you're talking about the United States and its allies, Nikki? Or is it nut job? And they get away with this. And then they put them on television, and all these little low-life prostitutes suck up to them and bow down. And that's what prostitutes do. They suck up and bow down because they're paid to do it. One after another. The State Department appear to echo this narrative themselves, vowing to keep sanctioning Iran for, quote, non-nuclear reasons whenever the opportunity presents itself, end quote. So what is Iran doing? They say more sanctions, we're out of this nuclear deal. And that's going to give the United States and the stupid people of America the right of way, the okay, to fight them Iranians. And of course, that report came out last week that didn't make the American media at all. From the CIA, they finally released documents from 1952 and 53 showing the United States collusion, the CIA with the MI6 of the UK, plotting the overthrow of the democratically elected Prime Minister of Iran, Mossadegh. And Winston, may he rot in hell, Churchill, his own words, saying that they needed the energy sources out of Iran, and they'd do anything they could militarily to get them back. It's there for anybody to read. But you won't find it on the Cartoon News Network, on CNN. No, they got more important, stupid things to talk about. One stupid story a day is all they can handle. Yep. And every day is a Let's Hate Trump Day. World to Trump, stand up against racism. Hey, racism? How about Crusades 2000? How about the hatred that George W. Bush and Bill Clinton and Hitlery have fostered and festered with the Crusades 2000 to hate the Islamists? That's all this is. It's the 10th Crusade. I wrote about this in 1993, predicting it for the new millennium. It's in my book, Trends 2000. Here are the Republicans denouncing Trump by name. McConnell upset over Trump's Charlottesville remarks. Congressional Republicans to Trump, no, just no. And Navarro to Republicans, what the hell took you so long? Top military brass condemns Charlottesville violence. And here's the last one. This is the stupidity. This is the crap coming out of the Cartoon News. Maybe it should be the crap news network, CNN. I'm reading to you right off the site. My uncle was radicalized like ISIS, nephew says. Yep, that's all they have here. That's all they have. So when I'm talking about all these geopolitical issues, you're not getting. If you're listening and watching this garbage, your mind is going to go stupid with it. It's like what he said about walking into the grocery store and seeing all these cereals, all this junk in them. Sugar, milk on top of it. Keep eating it. Keep blowing up. Keep eating crap and think like crap. You are what you eat. And if you keep eating this garbage that they're feeding us out of the network news, it's not fake news. It's garbage news. Besides fake. So that's where we're at with this. And Iran is the one to start looking at. This is going to be a hot one. You know, a letter came out yesterday. It was on RT, Russia Today. And by the way, if you go to Russia Today Boombox, it's one of their shows. I was on there about a week ago. You might want to check it out. Put my name in Celente, C-E-L-E-N-T-E, Boombust, on RT. Good interview, I thought. And also Max Kaiser, you could go on our Facebook or Twitter account. All the links are there. I was on with him for two sessions as well, talking about really what's going on in the world and how it's really affecting us and the propaganda that we're getting that's really pushing us away from the real current events forming future trends. So now, for example, over there in Germany, they have an election coming up. And Merkel's popularity rating fell 10 points because she's backing a UN plan to let more refugees into Europe. What no one talks about is, where are these refugees coming from? They're coming from Syria. They're coming from Iraq. They're coming from Yemen. They're coming from Afghanistan. And that's what I was going to say. A letter that came out from Afghanistan. Of course, they're coming from Africa, too. Nigeria, as the oil prices go down, commodity prices go down in a number of areas. they're coming from there. But a letter came out yesterday from Taliban. And this was on RT. They published it. And they issued an open letter to President Trump urging him to use it as an opportunity to end the war. The Taliban were in control of Afghanistan from 1996 to 2001 when George Bush overthrew them. They were what was called the Mujahideen, brought to you by Jimmy the Peanut Farmer Carter, who all the liberals love, and of course Reagan. But Carter was the one, along with that Brzezinski guy, who died recently. May he rot in hell for all the hatred and wars and murders that he was behind. They were the ones that created that to get the Russians out of Afghanistan. And then the Mujahideen, a faction that became the Taliban. So the Taliban looks at the Afghan war as, quote, a historical mistake on the part of the previous administration. They also acknowledged Blackwater's founder, Eric Prince's proposal to privatize the U.S. occupation. Eric Prince, by the way, I believe, is the sister of the woman who is our Secretary of Education. Yeah. So he wants to privatize the U.S. occupation. And, of course, they say that if professional U.S. and NATO soldiers couldn't win, then obviously, quote, mercenaries, notorious contractor firms, and immoral stooges, end quote, would do no better. And that's who they are, immoral stooges. And that even that this guy is listened to in the White House shows you, and it's not only him, Trump that's doing it, it's been going on, shows you how low this country has sunk. So the Taliban are not militants. They're the people that were there, whether you like them or not. But the United States goes into these countries, slaughters people, and the people fighting back are called terrorists and militants. It makes perfect sense in a world of nonsense, no sense. So that's where we're at with that. But on to the economic front. You know, there's warnings coming out now from the IMF about the level of world debt, particularly from the central banks that took it on to save the banksters when the markets were crashing back in the panic of 08, which, of course, the term that I coined in 2007, took out the domain name, the panic of 08. That's how sure I was. And what we're looking at is that in this decade of quantitative easing, nobody ever heard this stuff before, negative interest rates. You're looking at a debt bubble built by just the Federal Reserve in the U.S., the ECB run by Mario Draghi, former head of the Goldman Sachs division in Europe, the Bank of Japan, the Bank of England, the Swiss Bank, the Swedish Central Bank, they're now holding over $15 trillion worth of assets, government corporate bonds. Yep. $1 in every five of the $46 trillion total outstanding debt owned by these governments. $46 trillion worth of outstanding debt. They're just making this stuff up. Going back to what he said about gold, this is why I believe in gold and why other people believe in cryptocurrencies. These are real numbers here. And then you look at China, the IMF, the International Mafia Federation. They're warning that China's debt levels are dangerous. That's their word, dangerous in quotes. They have more than quadrupled their total debt since the panic of 08. It's now nearly at $30 trillion. That's just China. $30 trillion. Goes back to gold. Goes back to cryptocurrencies. You know, cryptocurrencies had a big rush when the Chinese yuan was being devalued and the Chinese people wanted to protect themselves, protect their assets. So what did they do? They started pushing up the price of cryptocurrencies, bitcoins. And then the Chinese government clamped down on it for a while. Poof, price went right down. That's the problem with cryptocurrencies. Government could stand in any time. And unlike gold, it's no physical possession. But having said that, we're going cashless. The world is going cashless, particularly in India. I mentioned Sweden, Swiss bank before. A lot of the European countries. So when people go cashless, there's no "in God we trust" to trust. You don't have a connection to the national currency. So you go crypto. So we're going to see more and more of that. So as we're looking at the economy, there's a lot to look at. And when you're looking at what's going on in the markets, they're going to continue to rise as long as interest rates and free money keeps flowing. End of story. If they raise interest rates too much, this thing collapses, a bomb collapse. Because that's what it's going to sound like. It'll be huge. How much are interest rates going to go up? The bet is now, according to the futures, 47% saying they're going to raise interest rates another 25 basis points in December. Is that enough to make this thing slow down? In the United States, right now, home ownership, even with low interest rates, is at 50-year lows. Millennials can't afford to buy homes. That 24 to 36-year-old group, first-time home buyers, keeps shrinking because their jobs stink. And their debt levels are unprecedented. Kids getting out of college with $80,000 in debt. I got a degree in packaging and shipping. I'm going to get a job at Amazon. $62.50 a week. And I get a hernia from lifting packages. I ain't not going to have to lift them anymore. We've got some robots to do it. Yeah, robotics. You know, they're going to take it, keep taking over more and more. No question about it. And by the way, you know, we're not believers in the driverless car revolution either, in the sense that, yeah, they're going to be truck routes and some bus routes and those kind of things. But everyday traffic, we're not betting on it. It's one of our trends that we're writing a lot about. Don't see it happening. We see that as the next dot-com bust in driverless. But going back to the economy, it's very, very important to keep on top of things. Since China has this debt problem that they're going to have to fix, how are they going to fix it? They're not. They're not. They're going to keep it going. Will there be a pullback? Of course, there always are. Just like in life, they're up and down. Some days are better than others, you know. And then again, I was mentioning before, again, all things are connected. I was talking about Merkel before and how her popularities keep going down. And because of all of this war going on, you have refugee crisis, but nobody's talking about the cause of it. Where is the outrage? Where are all these people screaming that hate the Confederate statues and the founding fathers, which they may have a right to do? Why do they have lockjaw when it comes to the United States' murder of innocent people around the world and, quote, our allies? Do you know why? Because they're hypocrites. They're gutless, little, courageless people. We got to salute our troops. Y'all salute. I got it for you. I don't salute the troops. One time I was a keynote speaker at Virginia Military Institute, VMI, and the night before I got a call that General Anthony Zinni, who was then the head of the Marines, the number two guy in the Gulf War, first Gulf War, wanted to meet me. He was going to be there as well. I was talking about New Millennium Warfare back when I wrote Trends 2000, back in 2000. The book came out actually in 97. But anyway, he sees me walking in. He stands up, walks over to me, puts his hand out. Said, Gerald Celente. He said, Tony Zinni. And he said, Gerald Celente, come sta? Dice bene. And so we started talking man to man. Man to man. Man to man. Not general. A very nice guy. And telling me inside things, you know, how under Clinton, who was going still president at the time, things were heating up between India and Pakistan. And he said, you know, I got a call from Clinton, you know, go over there and, you know, see what I could do. And things were heating up between China and I think it was Taiwan. Missile crisis thing. He said he called Admiral so-and-so. He said, there is no State Department anymore. He said, there's no foreign policy. He said, I did what I could do. He said, this isn't my job. The point I'm making is that just human beings. So to keep pumping up the military as though it's something great in this country, save it. If that's your trip, good for you. It's not mine. And that's why I launched Occupy Peace. And please go to www.occupypeace.us and do what you can do to keep this going, because the war with Iran is heating up. And watch Israel. That's the one that we think is going to drive the United States into it. And Netanyahu is desperate now that they're coming down on him for violations of trust, so to speak. When all else fails, they take you to war. So please go to occupypeace.us, see what you can do if you'd like to help give peace a chance, because right now, man, it ain't happening. So thank you again for tuning in this week to Trends This Week on Progressive Radio Network, one of the few places around where you get the real news. Not only fake news that's being pumped out by everybody else, but you get real news, but also news you can use. And that's what's really important. News you can use. And that's not what you're getting from the American media. It's nothing more than a freak show. And if you don't believe me, tune in to CNN. MSNBC, Fox, ABC, one after another. Not fake news network, dumbed down news network. That's all this is, dumbed down news. So watch what's going on, read alternative sources, and consider subscribing to the Trends Journal, the only place guaranteed where you'll read history before it happens. I'll be coming out with the Trends Monthly very shortly. Trend alerts each week. Trends in the news broadcasts each weekday night. And, of course, the Trends Journal. 50 pages, full color, not one advertisement in it. So thank you again, and remember, the future is in your hands. Don't drop it. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men and women. Samuel Adams. This is Gerald Celente, and that's Trends This Week.
C'è la luna, mezza mare, mamma mia, mi mare dare. Figlio mio a cutterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te non ne abiscia olo, i te va, i te viene sempre a baccalare dal manerene. Se ci picchia, quando si è baccalare, figlio mio, oh.